Okay, I'd like to call the Housing and Transportation Committee meeting to order. It's December 30th, 2022. We'll start with roll call.
Charlene Ashendorf.
Present.
Linda Barcelona. Denise Barnes. I thought I saw Denise here. Denise, you're muted. Okay, I do see Denise Barnes. Elizabeth Busick. Helen Cameron.
Present.
Thank you. Amelia Castro. Jerry Chang.
Present.
Jean Hernandez.
Present.
Juno Kim.
Present.
Carol Moore. Mary Perdue. And Sandy Stank.
Present.
And we do have quorum.
Thank
you. Denise Barnes, present.
Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. Sure. Number three is public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes unless the chair pre-identifies a different time at the start of the meeting for all public speakers. Do we have any public with us?
We do not have any members of the public present, and we did not receive any requests in advance.
Okay, thank you. Then we'll go to action item number four, AB 361, review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E3. Recommendation, due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19, meeting in person presents imminent risk to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of members to meet safely in person. And will you take the roll for that, please, Desiree?
Of course. Charlene Ashendorf?
Yes.
Linda Barcelona? Denise Barnes?
Aye.
Elizabeth Busick? Helen Cameron?
Yes.
Amelia Castro? Jerry Chang?
Yes.
Jean Hernandez?
Yes.
Juno Kim?
Yes.
Carol Moore, Mary Perdue, and Sandy Stank.
Yes.
That is majority, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to adjourn our meeting.
We have to have a meeting.